Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Very happy to join you. Share my friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it out.
Heads up, eyes open, the fifth clip. Face and get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path of clubs. Not trying to party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I never will go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level, hoe. Or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I'll never switch, never snitch, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I'll never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit over business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfected, pushing this shit to the motherfucking limit. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will cast a cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. For we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slum and rap it every day. Never do no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Rage.
in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Seattle putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way you bust it up, I'll chuck nasty style like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the range is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit you're plucking. You're stuck in, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like Beavis.
Of politicizing the gun. We be the ideological sons and daughters of the black cats. We the ones who brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you willing to bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones with rest records, longer than average cat's rap record. By no means, this ain't no intentional shit. In fact, it's one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these statistics are plainly mainly due to the state's attack. See, we the ones that don't get due credit to the state, say it's safe to say it. In other words, a lot of y'all to show us some love after we long gone in the grave. But for now, many see it correct politically to only have the ability to speak in secrecy about the moves we make. Who we be? We recognize the central potential of armed propaganda. And we done raised the bar of what it is to be a diehard. In this game, we done the thing of what it is from a cat considering himself a criminal to a convict or a prisoner's of conscience. Who we be? You see, we the enlisted men and women in the people's army. And our kinfolk fall from the trees, the leaves, the lights of those of Cham and Fred and Fran Fanon. We sprout from the seeds of UEP, not long, but the one that sent the sentiments to the Viet Cong. It was on the right side of the question of the U.S. aggression against the Vietnam. Man, we far surpassed the grass and then got up under the gutter. In fact, some cats say that we consider ourselves weeds. Yeah, that's us. Who we be? Man, we so financially fucked up that our motto goes that the POCC is in debt, but not dead. We broke, but not broke. Where we come from? Where we at? What's our membership? Well, we be the residue from the slave ships, and the rest of the flesh the sharks too full to eat after we was thrown overboard. In fact, some of us still at the back of the bus. See, we the ones fighting to be free, but in the meantime, between time, looking forward to prison visits. And when we talk, you best believe that they listening. We come from college campuses and street corners. We do more for 10 a.m. than your elected officials or the Marines doing 1,000 mornings. We keeping our eyes on the prize, and we also recognize in this time and place, one can never negate the question of race. But in the same breath, we also know on this here slave ship, all black folks ain't in the same position. But we'd be remiss if we negate to mention that we still got to deal with this here class contradiction. We see theory without practice as blind, and practice without theory as a chance you might just came up and got lucky that time. POCC, what's our call? Free them all.
Ah! fashion I'm head.
Suicide, too many bills, hippies moving to the hills. People all over the world are shouting in the war.
And the band played on.
There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors and border. There's hope for all among those loved the most. You know they've been loved the most. They've been loved the most. There ain't no room for the hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. But there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. You know there's no hiding place. There's no hiding place. So people get ready. There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. That's why I'm here to say that I believe, I believe, we're gonna make it one day, brothers, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe, sure enough, I truly.
Thank you. Thank you. We'd like to just maybe put something else on your mind for the moment that I'm sure most of you have probably experienced, probably set back in your mind and you never really brought it up front as to where you could see really what was going down, to stare and stare. Have you ever rode the bus, subways, the trains?
Child, I tried to ease the pain. It's on the God's will. She said she felt the same. It's funny how the sun will up and bow to rain, as if the clouds couldn't stand to see me outside the game. Wrote a rhyme that was kind with some vision to it. Bottom line, it might expand your mind if you listen to it. Too much shine can dull the soul. If you feel how I feel, then I'll rap some more. How can the devil take my brother if he's close to me, when he was everything I wasn't but I hoped to be? I get a little honest and I ask myself, if the time come, will you save me if I ask for help? Send my mind on a journey to the outermost, to document what it had seen and CC me the notes, and ask Kurt Cobain why, cause I need to know. He stopped when he had such a long way to go. I saw love in the eyes of a perfect stranger. She overlooked my caring heart in search of a gangster. Will we ever be together? Only time will tell. She called my phone and talked to me as the hours swell. I put my problems in a box beside my tightest rhymes, under lock and key, buried deep off in my mind. And when it gets too full and I can't close the lid, I spaz on my family and my closest friends. Trade my materials for a peace of mind. I'm so close to heaven, hell, I just need some time. Who cares about life and the highs and lows? Maybe I should write another song about pimps and hoes. Cars and clothes, idle guards, golden calves, Louis scarves. I do this for the love and it's free of charge. I don't need jail to be behind bars. This is purely art. In my grandma's household, this was surely taught. Don't be naive, yeah, these times is hard. In the midst of all the glamour, I hope you find God. I never wish to be the burden bearer, but souls need saving, and it's now or never. Shock value's all they wanna see. It's us against them, and it's just you and me. Trying to take heed what I say in my songs. Forgive me if I ever, ever steered you wrong. Most people stop for signs, but I've driven through it. If it don't touch my soul, then I can't listen to it. The radio don't play the shit I used to love. Or maybe I'm just growing up. I never seen a star on a red rug. If I wanna see stars, I just look above. To the heavens. I know you've been dying so long, so I'll be stronger for you. I know you've been dying so long, cause I've been down too. Yes, I understand what you're going through. Yes, I understand, cause I'm going through it too.
Yeah, brother, come on. Come on. Y'all type y'all comments in. Y'all feel free. We going live. Y'all, I'm gonna let y'all listen to what they're saying downtown. What they're saying. Y'all hear what's going on? This is Laquan McDonald. Okay, we are downtown Chicago, live there. Laquan McDonald shot 16 times. People that are packed downtown. We are packed downtown Chicago. Who we got speaking next? Okay, you was there. Come on through. Bring your, matter of fact, bring your right up to the after now. We still the after now. Yeah. Not that the party girls are here. Yes, indeed. We have different presenters speaking tonight. Talking about the anniversary. I hate to use that word, but the anniversary of Laquan McDonald. We're downtown Chicago. We're live in the federal building. In the background. Yeah, people from all over came downtown Chicago today. We broadcast on FreeMR Radio Live. Any questions, y'all type in. Make sure y'all subscribe to Chairman Fred Jr. That my page is Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. I guess it's Chairman Fred Jr. Chairman Fred Jr. Tap it, subscribe to it, like it. YouTube page, tap it in. That's right. That's right. That's right, Brother Ben. The work is going on. That's right. Real talk. We got time to talk about it. Who we got here? We got some strangers popping in right here. Some strangers. Who is this stranger right here? Who is this guy that's walking in? We got Brother Ross just came in. Legends are popping in. We got downtown Chicago. People all over there coming in. We're talking about Laquan McDonald. We're talking about Laquan McDonald, y'all. Shot 16 times. Y'all remember the climate. Y'all remember the conditions. Y'all remember who the mayor was. Y'all remember the contradictions. Y'all remember what Negroes went along with this here. You know what I'm saying? We're still fighting for justice. Still, you know what I'm saying? Still out here organizing. You know what I'm talking? We got representative speakers coming in and speaking all over. Some of the cases of Laquan McDonald. Where were you at? Where were you at when the case got exposed? What was your position? What was your thoughts on it? When you think about it right now, who went for the payoff? What deals are made?
How many shots?
If you know any questions, y'all gotta go to full YouTube Live. Chairman Fred Jr. Live. It's a Freedom All Radio. We are downtown Chicago.
The United States Foreign Relations Committee thought it was a good idea.
Keep in tune with us. The next major event is December the 4th, International Revolutionary Day. That's the next major event, December the 4th. It says, Africa Port in the building. Africa Port in the building, y'all. Right on. Thank you, sister. Free them all.
Love you always.
She's always,
oh,
always on deck.
Forever.
Right on. Forever. Forever. Yes, indeed. Right on. Real talk. Yes, indeed. Got to be in Oakland, California. We are revealing the bus, the statue of Minister Huey P. Newton. Dr. Huey P. Newton also. Yeah, he is doctorate also. Yes, indeed. The Minister of Defense, the visionary of the Black Panther Party on his 55th anniversary of the Dr. Huey P. Newton Foundation. Shout out our Frederica Newton, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Central Committee of Black Panther Party. Shout out, you know what I'm saying, UK Secretary, Councilwoman Carol Fire, Field Marshal Torr. Shout them out, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to comrades, the supporters, the people in general, on the ground, you know what I'm saying? So, consistent, you know what I'm saying? At, historical birthplace, Oakland, California. Ross, you know, we give you a man. Shout out, man. Real talk, man. No doubt about it. Ross found in the building. They will be leaving the bus, Oakland, California. That's the 24th. That's Sunday. We plan on being there, y'all. We got to be there. Got to be there. Mandatory. Mandatory. Oakland, California. Taking it back to where it began. I did a Zoom this past Friday, Philadelphia, 13th. Excuse me. October 15th. Oh, my man. Off the hook, y'all. Off the hook. Y'all seen the Radio Fly. Y'all seen the Whirlwind Coalition. Y'all seen B. Y'all seen Randall. Y'all seen Anthony Clark. Y'all seen the Andy B up to all the elected officials that came through. Y'all seen the momentum. If you didn't see it, go back and check it out. It was phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? Go look at the updates that happened now. Look at the work that's being done. Then if that wasn't enough, if that was not enough, that was not enough. If that was not enough, go back and look the next day. Rakim was on the way. He didn't make it. Rakim called. He said, he's going to be back again. That's right, Rakim. The phenomenal. My brother. Y'all brother. Rakim. You know, hey. That's about Kim. After that, we got to shout out D.C. That's right, D.C. Fly. 85 South came to the building. He came to the Hampton House. He seen, he was the, he sat on the exact bed, the same bed frame that Chairman Fred grew up on. He messed his head up. I had the 85 South sweater right there. You know what I'm saying? What's going on? We're going to shout them out. They came through there. Y'all shout out to our brother Rick and all those girls to the work that's going on right now as we speak at the Hampton House. 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois, 60153. You know what I'm saying? Whatever support you can, hit the cash app. $ Save the Hampton House. Hit the Jordan Mail, whatever you got to do. You know what I'm saying? SaveTheHamptonHouse.org. Hashtag that, y'all. We downtown Chicago right now. We got my brother right there, Benny Lee. Benny Lee in the building right there, y'all. When the Pontiac, you know, when the Pontiac 17 was locked up, he's down here, down here, standing tall, still down there. Got our brother going, y'all see him? He's stepping in, they down here representing. They came from all over down here, man. Real talk, we down here representing. Y'all put them questions in. Make sure I'm still online. I'm still online, right? Free them all. We're still going live on Free them all radio. I cannot hear. So y'all got any questions or comments? Go to Chairman Fred Jr. on YouTube Live. Type it in. We attacked. We downtown Chicago. Running the federal building. Y'all recognize that? Y'all recognize that background?
If we don't get it, if we don't get it,
Bobby Lassar.
We don't get it.
Bobby Lassar.
If we don't get it, it's the 9-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-
Do we go in and out to hear everybody speak, you know, for the energy is high? Put it up. Hold on. No. We good. I'm coming in right now. You round it up, dog. Downtown Chicago. Right on. Whatever y'all can't hear, we're going to be updating y'all. What's going on? Thousands of people, right on. Oh, man. Hey, sis, I'm going live. I need that Wi-Fi right. We downtown. Where you at? Right here, about 219 South Dimble, right? We outside. I'm sitting on the board right here. I'm at a table. All right, we outside. I'm sitting by the table right now. A white table. It's a table right across. I'm right at the table. I'm right here. Okay, I'm going live with the radio show right here. All right. We got updates people coming in from all over, y'all. Let me keep y'all updated. It was speak. Let me jump back in. Let me just jump back in, y'all. Phenomenal. Shout out to everybody that came through. Everybody, it was phenomenal. Represented big time. October 15th, y'all. It ain't over. Revolutionary is never satisfied. We're looking forward to Oakland, California. Looking forward to concluding this month's event of at the birthplace of the Black Panther Party. Building the bus, the ministry we do, the movie, showing the movie, Judas the Black Messiah. They did show Judas the Black Messiah down in Philadelphia. Did a summation over the Zoom there. Then we just had a phenomenal day, October 15th. We're looking to go to Oakland, California. So, live and direct. Right on, you get to finish what's this? Just finish catching up on Case. Talk to him, what you say, sis? Just finish catching up on Case. Just be right on for your mom, sis. Right on. Oh, the Kwame Dunham case. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And don't just look at the, just don't look at the usual. Just don't look at the cover. Don't just look at the usual suspects. Go do some, go look at the deals made. Go look at who got the press release. Go look at who saw the video. You know what I'm saying? Go look at the press that the Chicago Sun-Times got from email from Mayor Rahm Emanuel. Go look at what spokespersons would be the shit, or to definitely speak for our people. We got to up the ante. Got to call a question. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just as simple as black and white. Now, Sister Dr. LaShawn is updating you about the case of Dalton. Alexis Wilson.
Okay.
This is the young lady that was killed by the Dalton police.
It seems like it doesn't matter when they're hurt, so we don't talk about it. Let me talk about it right now. For those of you who watch the news and believe whatever the media says, believe it or not, there's another story, the real story. And we're going to make some noise.
Just for Alexis Wilson. South Illinois, South Suburb of Chicago. Of the plastic yet. Clubs are coming. Right on. We honor you, my brother. That's our brother Ross in the building, y'all. We live and direct. Free your mom, comrade restaurant, free your mom, mother comrade in the building, yes indeed. We still have not, I'm sure I speak with mother comrade, and many of us, we have not really rested or recovered from October 15th. We going back for some more. You know what I'm saying? San Francisco, we high off the people, revolutionary, proletariat, suffocated, y'all stop getting to know y'all. We going to stake this for the internationalism. That's right. Want you to know Chicago? Just want to know Chicago thing. Want you to know East Coast thing? What's good? International? What we show is that that shit the world. And deal is terrible, but it's fine. The conditions contradictory with Bob McDonald's and Lex Wilson is a continuous reminder of the need for the politics of the Black Panther Party. Put these things in correct context. I'd be surprised. I can't believe the police shot us down. I can't believe this particular politician, you know, sold out. I get, man, did this here. We are armed with the politics, Black Panther Party. We utilize the philosophical tool of dialectical materialism. We clear. Can we just wait for it, man. Yes, indeed. October 15th, 2021. I'm still Best UEP News Cameron, Fred, Hester, this Doc Sachs, Virgin Jake Winner, Lil Bobby Hutton, and others are looking for damn revolutionary happy underground. Saying, shit, 55 years later, that phenomenal organization still looking good. That's what cuts on it. That's what scars on it. Some bullet holes. You know what I'm saying? Mars on it. We got some of us still here counting, bro. Never forget the Sunday out there, Coley. Never forget when we out with Jamal. Never forget those who are here counting with no concentration camps. You know what I'm saying? Make sure we press that. That's like the one prison, one contact. Make sure we write for us fine. Push the campaign for man with Jamal Amin. Only those H.R. Brown.
You don't need to say it.
department. That was an isolated situation. But this is just the modus operandi. It's the protocol. You know what I'm saying? Bring it right downtown. Come right downtown, y'all. That's where we at. Oh, man, long live Zach TV. You can't talk about Chicago without talking about Zach TV. You know what I'm saying? And his subsequent assassination. That's right. Y'all go Google the show of Zach TV, has houses broke in. Ali Alexander, come to the Hampton House. We should be there before, up at the Friday. Well, something will always be the Hampton House. Let me say that for the record. Something will always be the Hampton House. But y'all, Zach TV, the Nick and Jenkins case, the work he did on that, you know what I'm saying? We talk about, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he went against the grain. He wasn't just, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Chicago, the Hood Reporter, everything he did, he was out there moving, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. So, yeah, let us know you want to you'll connect up. Come back to the Hampton House, 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois. Or hit me on Instagram, whatever. I got a new phone, so I'm telling you all my contacts back together now. But definitely, let's talk before Friday. No doubt about it. It was covering a little about yesterday to the Central Committee, the Black Panther Party Cubs, but the new Rod Sound, no doubt about it. Oh, hey, I know we ain't. They getting, it's going to be on and popping. Oakland, the historical stomach ground, it's only right that we round out this phenomenal month. It's only right that we round out this phenomenal month, this phenomenal time, this milestone, 55th anniversary, back where it started at. Oakland, California, it's only right. And we are fortunate. To have forces from the sister city. You know what I'm saying? I mean, who's saying you can't make this up? You can't make this up. We have Cool and Jerry Formula, Deborah Johnson, going to be on deck down in Oakland, California. Yeah, Frederick, a dude. Hey, Dave. He said, I'm between these knocks. That's the door to the end, y'all. Real talk. And I keep telling our field marshal, I say, we pulled this one man's move. Well, I think about the 50th, 5 years ago, and at Merritt College, you know what I'm saying? Against the pieces. Before that, you know what I'm saying? Ross Brown, you don't remember all that. You don't remember you're in Sacramento. You're step by step, you know what I'm saying? And that 50th. We had a heightened contradiction when there was contending forces trying to throw a gala. You know what I'm saying? And the deal is, we have to hide these contradictions. Well, let's all come together. Ten friends, sometimes you can be divisive. No. We identify. That's what we have to do, y'all. Real talk. Oh, look who's that jazz. We just popped in with us. We're getting in good trouble, baby. Real talk. Got Justin Blake in the building. Hey, Jacob Blake, uncle, our brother. Justin, still fighting. Don't care.
RBD all the way down, baby. RBD.
In the building, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Still pushing the campaign to make a connection with Jacob Blake.
No justice, no peace, baby. No justice, no peace. All the way down, baby.
All the way down. We love you, brother.
Black and blue, red and black.
Real talk.
United, baby. We're coming at you. Africans, Haitians, Ghanaians, African-Americans, we united like never before, baby. And we got our big brother here to give us directions.
We on that.
What?
It's on the
clock. Go on. It's unfolding in front of you, baby. Believe what you see.
That's Justin Blake, Uncle Jacob Blake, right here downtown Chicago, y'all. We got energy down here. We got people down here. Real talk, y'all. Because we're all over. All right, my sister. Right on. We make sure we document this, too. So they say, where was you at? Where was you at? On this political anniversary, you know what I'm saying? Where were you at on this day? On the Kwame McDonald. Where were you at? Question going to be raised. Where were you at? I remember where I was at. That's the Kwame McDonald case. That's a lot of times people say, you have to say, man, you remember when you was there when Elvis Presley or that? I mean, the dude told me in the penitentiary, say, his uncle told him, you know, see all these people going down to the bridge in Mississippi, or Memphis. There's a chunk of the bridge from the king is dead. There are milestones in the world that happened. You say, where were you at? You know what I'm saying? And Laquan McDonald, kid, I remember all so many contradictions. I remember so many contradictions that had to be brought up. You know what I'm saying? And so, it's a scene on the Boondock, but it's the guy asked grandfather, grandfather, you always want to sit right now. Where was you at when this was going on? And it came out, grandfather wasn't nothing. You don't want your children to sound like, oh, where were you at when all this stuff was going on? Where were you at? Real talk. Yes, indeed, the beat goes on. Real talk. Austin Grant, Brian McDonald. Be consistent. You know what I'm saying? You got to be consistent. Real talk. Laugh at that rip, y'all. The question, man, is always, this is milestone. Where were you at? Your phone's ringing. That's right, you get the uncle Jacob Blake. Get the family, got so many families, so many testimonies down here. So many stories down here.
Chicago legend,
what?
Baby.
In the building.
Justin Blake, Uncle Blake.
In the building.
With a Chicago legend.
In the building.
With us this last big
man,
brother as well.
In the building.
Come
the
on.
Man.
Look
yes,
who we
sir.
Got with us, baby.
Man,
Chicago legend, baby.
That's Benny Lee. Y'all want to
come on that. Live, RBG.
Y'all heard about the case here, man. But Phil Stanley came down here.
You know,
hey,
law, baby.
We got legends in the building, y'all. My brother Benny Lee. Us down.
You
he
can't
got,
stop us now.
Still fighting. We out here organizing. Live and direct, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all type in that history. Some of these different cases, the C numbers, the Pontiac 17 case, all that, you know what I'm saying? I hear my brother from the house, too, though. I got to come over there. Yes, indeed. We live and direct on Free 'Em All Radio, y'all. We got so many testimonies down here, so much history down here. So many different people was tortured by John Byrd, the Pontiac 17, Lex Wilson, all those people that came down here today, downtown Chicago. Federal building. Y'all get on down here. Where were you at on this day? When was you get the news about Laquan McDonald? You know what I'm saying? These are milestones in history. So your children ask you, your grandchildren ask you, where were you at? What was you doing there? Make sure you ain't got to cut, you know what I'm saying? You can put your chest out and say, no, I was on the front line and get down. Or even some part of the struggle. You ain't got to be on the front line. Some part of the struggle, y'all. Real talk. Yes, indeed. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now, make sure y'all subscribe. Tag somebody with Chairman Fred Jr. on YouTube Live. Yes, the energy is intense. It's real. There's so many testimonies down here, so many stories down here. A lot of contradiction. You know what I'm saying? We kind of find, points to unity. We ain't cut no corners with it. Y'all said I lost my voice. I don't think I got my voice back. You know what I'm saying? I told 15. I don't think I get it back. Real talk. young brother, Johnny. Come on, young brother, who are you, man? Talk to me, man. Who are you? Who you got here, man? What's your name, brother? I'm Kevin Frey. How you doing, man? What y'all doing? I'll be going last. We have already done. What's your name, Joe? How loud are y'all? What's your name? Five. Y'all, who told y'all about this event?
Hold on, wait.
Okay. What's that time? What's that time y'all from?
Y'all
okay, right on. What was y'all at? Tell me about me. You lied. What was y'all at with LeQuan McDonald? What, you heard about LeQuan McDonald, but what was y'all at?
I was at home.
Heard about it, what was your thought?
I had passed AIDS and everything. It was bad.
How old were you
then? I was 15.
You were 15 when you were on the farm in McDonald's. So, man, what's your thoughts right now? What's your thoughts right
now? I'm going to be 100 with you. It's a lot of people down around. I don't think that's a regular, but...
Yeah.
Regular,
but, I feel you. Your brother say, don't keep 100 with us, man. That's sad, but that's true, man. I relate to it. He said death happened so much to him, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Get immune to it. I was talking about this quote, man. Sada Shakur, he's not probably in New York, he said, being oppressed, you know, I always have to remember what's normal, what's abnormal. We're supposed to be like this, so... I'm with you on that. It's a battle, man. We don't supposed to live like this. We're going to fight for freedom, man. All right? Right on, man. Right on, brother. Right on. Yeah. Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Right on. Right on. All roads is okay. That's right. Over to California. That's right. October 24th. Right on, brother. Conrad. Vince, I was in Minneapolis and I heard the news. Well, yeah, where was y'all at? Yeah, okay, let's talk about it. Yeah, where was y'all at? Challenge, you was in Minneapolis. You heard the news about what happened to LeQuan in 2015. Jamal Clark happened. Yep, yep. And then Philando Castile get back to man. 2006. Yep. Ben says he remember he was in Minneapolis 2015. And you would think when you hear about some of these cases that they would call some sort of emergency meeting. You know what I'm saying? Roll call. Say, listen, y'all. It's like when Cassidy's like I guess they'd be on the streets hustling. They say, okay, listen, the spot is so hot. Let's cool off. Let it cool down for this. The logical thing would be like, listen, this case is the crime. Let's get a national mandate out, a wide service. Let's be a little more, you know, hold up for a minute on, you know what I'm saying, killing these cats, you know, so let's wait to heat that out a little bit. When you say, man, back to back, Jamal Clark, Philando Castile, all of you, y'all remember the case? Diamond, Lavish Rindles in the car with him. And the police tried to tell her right then, it didn't happen like she thought it happened. She said, no, you murdered him. You gotta talk. And the cover, you cannot talk about, you have to with the after effect. The cover up, and it wasn't just one bad, it wasn't just James Van Dyke. Not take no cover, no please, no James Van Dyke. You know what I'm saying? But like Derek Chauvin, you know what I'm saying? In Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? All this old, this is a policy, it's administration, it's a machine. It's a machine. The way the media reports don't report, the terms they use, all that. You know what I'm saying? Who they bring up as our spokesperson. All this is complicit with it. You know what I'm saying? Got to be exposed. Real talk. You know? The best thing is James Van Dyke and Derek Chauvin that came out and did like this. They say, man, it's bigger than them. The whole complicity, the whole machine. Live and direct, y'all. Live and direct. How you doing, my sister? I'm good. There's more statements going on right now. Right on. How you feel? Right on. Good to see you. Good to see you. Good to be here. We just got after you clock and you tune in. Those supporters just came through and said she's live and direct. No doubt. We going live right now.
Right.
Yes, indeed. It's our weekly radio show, the Free Them All Radio. Yes, yes. Again, thank you for the support.
You can do it wherever you are.
Wherever we at, we're going to do it. We're going to stop you right there. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well said, sis. No doubt about it. And we got, you know what I'm saying? The media is the arm of the state. So we got, you know, so we got to let people know, tune in, Free Them All Radio, subscribe to it, you know, think of the real deal. Last night, the party said information is raw material for new ideas. Information is raw material for new ideas. Real talk. And they'll report everything, which is why places like Atlanta are not up on these cases. They're different cases. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to spend to my, yes, flags that, where were you at when you get the word about Laquan McDonald?
I haven't seen it yet.
I couldn't get through it. That's my point.
Y'all, maybe we have a discussion about that. This is going on in our community because the political bus breaking still, and it's a breaking process, and it not only breaks the individual, but the ability, like you said, to go back to your family and hold your head up.
Hey,
live and direct, y'all. Get the case from McDonald right now.
Where is the outbreak? Right on.
You're coming live and direct.
And people look at themselves and they're
right on.
I'm going to get down like a redwood. You know why?
Yes, sir.
Conspiracy. He carried the Carl's DNA of his dad, and he was in the womb of his mother.
Yes,
when they tried to kill her,
yes,
and his dad.
Yes,
I ain't no preacher, but that's spiritual.
Okay. All right. Yes, sir, man. Yes, sir. Love you, brother. Yes, sir. Live and direct, y'all. You got people coming in from all walks of life. You name it, it came downtown Chicago. The federal court building, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Free of Mars, see the building ain't just Free of Mars to live. Y'all, this is bad. I still ain't sat down for October 15th, man. Voice is gone, but the beat goes on. My voice is gone, but the beat goes on, y'all. Real talk. My voice is gone, but the beat goes on. I'm just Back into my mask, I'm saying. Back into my mask. Back into my mask.
When the police feel that you was good to them, their children, what they do to your goddamn children, they'll stop killing. They don't feel your power, ass. That's all we want to do is kill each other. Stop playing. Y'all ain't ready to die. Get off this block. That's what it is. Hey, man, people put their life blood on the line for this. Y'all too comfortable for y'all places and safe places. Y'all scared to go to prison. Y'all scared to die. You will die anyway from your potato chips y'all have to eat every day. Well, you can lock our doors up for 50 years.
Terrell Brown, 28 years old, killed on 66th Street in Chicago. The other one killed on 77 in Carpenter. Guess what? The police came to investigate domestic, and they assassinated these brothers. The Chicago Police Department released the tape just yesterday on Terrell Brown, and let me tell you, it ain't nothing but a replay of what took place with, guess who? With Laquan McDonald. People need to remove their hearts and hearts, and we have to figure out a way for love. If we don't move in love, then guess what? We can scream free them all day long. It's not going to open up these prison doors. I hate to say it. Each and every day, I'm in meetings with state legislators with, guess what, so-called U.S. senators and ultimates. For what? To make things better for our community. Let me tell you, if we can just achieve one thing in this life, we have achieved what most people never did achieve. We got to understand what love looks like. And I hate to say it, man, people out here in this world, man, is pretty cruel. Where's the love for our brothers? We need to be screaming. I'm talking about screaming at the top of our lungs for those brothers and sisters locked up inside of our prisons to be treated right. And I use Statesville as the protocol so that people would understand, guess what? The injuries ain't far. All you got to do is understand one thing. Communicate with your loved ones locked up behind those hell holes, because that's the way it is. And it is the hillbilly controlling them, keeping them in line, telling them when to eat, piss, and shit, believe it or not. And we have to change that narrative. We have to change that narrative. I'm not new to YouTube. I'm not new to Facebook. My name is Mark Clements, C-L-E-M-E-N-T-S. Go to the Facebook page. Check it out. And let me tell you, guess what? I post all types of different articles to educate my people. If people don't want to see the articles, I ain't got to waste my time to post them. I'm putting them there so that my brothers and sisters can see this, they can read it, and they can circulate it, because guess what? I'm only one person. One person. And all I'm asking people to do is to come together so that we can make change. Man, we're going through a bunch of hell in this world. We need change. And change must, guess what? It got to come from us. Because change is us, believe it or not. And nothing is going to change if we don't take the opportunity to do the little bit that we can do. Because we can do something. Man, I talked to a brother the other day, man, and he's been locked up, man, for 40 years. He hasn't had any family communication, man, in over 30 of those 40 years. Think about how you would feel. See, where is the love and being our brother keeper? We have forgotten all about that. And let me tell you, this Illinois Murder Registry, too. Illinois Murder Registry. And if you don't know about it, Google it. And let me tell you, if you know someone on that registry, how about sharing that info over to me simply? You want my email? It's simple. Mark@ChicagoTortureJustice.org. Mark@ChicagoTortureJustice.org. I'm going to say that one more time for the slow writer. Mark@ChicagoTortureJustice.org. And when we tell you, we got to come together. Man, I'm for even giving brothers, man, who done did some cruel shit in society, giving them a second opportunity, man. Second opportunity don't look like the system. It looks like us standing up for them and demanding the system to give them that second opportunity. Children shouldn't be sent to prison and put into those prisons like that. Yeah, this is Fred's show, but Fred's. Yeah. So we got to come together. That's what we have to do. We got to come together. People's togetherness out here is tricking people, trying to use people, and they laugh and giggle and go behind closed doors and talk about how they can scheme. Well, the government's scheming you in the long run. They ain't got to do nothing to you. All they got to do is hunt your kids down, assassinate your kids in these streets. If they don't assassinate them in the street, they lock them up inside of a prison. If they don't assassinate them in the street and lock them up in the prison, then guess what? They have someone else to do their dirty job. Where have our love gone? When I came back to this society in 2009, oh, my God, this stuff is crazy. They ask the people to pump their feet, I mean, pump their hands, you know, in the air, and that's what I was doing. But let me tell you, we got to come together. I say treatment, not trauma. Hear me again. Treatment, not trauma. Look that ordinance up. Support it. Treatment, not trauma. Thank you. And here come Brother Fred in a minute or two. Treatment, not trauma. Treatment, not trauma. Nope, I don't follow no one. I'm myself. And I stand for fairness. Treatment, not trauma.
Hey, mama.
Treatment, not trauma.
Thank you for being a blessing to my people. Thank you for producing such amazing, wonderful sons. And this brother, as we know, always going to bring it on behalf of our people. Peace and love, red, black, green.
We need justice. You got Facebook pages. Go on your Facebook page. Explain what you have seen just tonight. Say, hey, I met this old Snaggletooth guy named Mark Clemens, and he's an activist, and he said he was locked up for 28 years because the police grabbed his genitals and testicles, and they squeezed him in the criminal justice system, didn't believe that a person, you're going to say your mama committed that crime. Let him get a good, nice, good grip of it. See, I was 16 years old. I'll never forget that as long as I live, and I'm almost 60 now today. So when we tell you, I say peace and love. I say that we got to keep fighting the good fight of faith. Chairman taking a picture, but here comes Chairman right now. See, hard-working man, too. Hard-working man, but if you don't put the work in, you can't get the results. Think about that. Don't put the work in. It's going to tell if you don't put the work in. You got to put the work in. I love you all, people. Love you all. Free them all. Look up about those brothers in Statesville and start dogging this main media to cover these stories. Love you all. Peace and all. Here's Brother Fred back at the seat. Love you.
My brother, man, I appreciate you, brother. Yes, indeed, we're making history. It's always going to rain, y'all. Let's rain for it to come down. Yes, indeed. Watch the rain about to come down. The rain about to come down. Cover the phone. Cover the phone. Cover the phone. Y'all, we're going to flip. We're going to come up. The rain about to get come down. I'm going to tune out, y'all. Oh, it's about 8:30 anyway. Free them all, y'all. We live in that week, y'all. I'm going to close out. For the way, the computer. Thank you.
Hypocrites, they don't wanna listen. If I'm insane, the fame made a proper change. It wasn't nothing like like the game, it's just me against the world.
Me against the world.
Nothing to lose, it's just me against the world, baby.
Me against the world.
Got me stuck in the game, it's just me against the world.
Oh,
I got nothing to lose, it's just me against the world, baby.
Me against the world.
That's right. I know it seems hard sometimes, but remember one thing. There's a bright day after that. So no matter how hard it gets, stick your chest out, keep your head up, and handle it.
Touch with reality. A few of you in a few smoke-filled rooms calling that the mainstream.
the people, white